Hello and welcome to the NetMums podcast, where real parenting conversations happen. I'm Louise Burt, the Editorial Director of NetMums.
And I'm JB Gill, and I'm sat on this side of the sofa, which is a bit of a mix-up, isn't it?
Yes, you are indeed. Well, we're at the end of series 19.
Yeah.
I thought we'd switch things up a little bit.
All right.
You know, mix it up, keep it fresh, have some fun. So I'm putting you on that side of the sofa today. Yep. And I want to get to know what goes on behind the closed doors in the girl family.
Yep.
And I thought in order to do that, well, first things first, actually, Jay, you sit here every week and it's lovely. You know, you're my favourite dad co-host.
I should hope so.
But you know, you divulge on everything parenting and all your pearls of wisdom, and you act like such a great dad all the time.
Yeah, there's not much acting going on, but yeah.
So I just wanted to see what really goes on. So in order to do that, I have invited on dancer, content creator, Mrs. JB Gill, Chloe Gill. Welcome, Chloe.
More reinforcements. This could be interesting.
So let's just kick it off with a question that everyone wants to know, really.
Go on.
Really like behind closed doors?
Oh, he's dreadful. No, he's not. He's everything that you see. Like, he is.
He's the real deal.
He is the real deal. He is a lovely guy. He's my best friend and we're a great team.
Because you guys have also been together forever.
Right? Too long.
Quite a long time, to be fair, yeah.
How long
has it been? He's good at this.
We've been together 17.
There we go.
17 years. I think almost 18 years we met.
Yeah.
In December, and we're married 12 years.
There we go.
Years. So yeah, and two kids now.
Yeah, two kids.
You've got Ace, who's 11. Yeah. Kiara, who's
seven.
I always want to say eight. She's seven.
Nearly. Almost nearly.
Eight. Yeah. Well, eight. 18. Who knows?
Yeah. Exactly.
So who's in charge at the girl family household?
It does fluctuate, but we've just been away. We've just come back from Geneva.
And just the two of you, or a family?
No, it was just the two of us for just under 24 hours.
Wow.
No, just over
24
hours.
Jet set.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't feel like jet set at the time, but we did jet set. We literally were in and out. And Ace went, "Mummy, when you're not here, you are the centre of our world," and it melted down. So I don't know, but we do fluctuate. We do hold it up together, I would say. But I am misorganised. Mm-hmm. So I like to know what we're doing, where mm-hmm. we're going. Like,
do you store that all up here?
Yeah.
Or are you someone that has it all on the fridge or on the calendar?
We have the share calendar. Right.
Because you guys have got busy lives. I mean, when you tell me all the activities your kids do,
everyone's got a busy life.
Yeah. And I think I was talking to one of your family friends, Zoe Hardman, the other day, and she referenced you being a mummager.
Yes.
Because, yeah. I mean, you are head of all things, CEO of the girls.
But I just think I do mentally hold it all, but I have to write it down. I am one of those people that if there's too much going on, I have to write lists.
Yeah.
And then if I can see it all, look at the week, know where we all are, everyone's everywhere, and how we're going to make that happen.
Yeah.
And also what I find quite difficult is Jay's work so sporadic.
Yes.
So he'll get a call and can you go and do...
At the last minute, yeah.
So I have to make sure that if that does happen, I am available to be able to do whatever for the children.
What would you say the biggest misconception is about JB Gill?
Oh.
I'm getting a full name as well.
I don't know the answer to that question.
Let's put it this way. What do you know about him that other people don't know?
Oh, he gets really grumpy in the mornings, but
he says, he's told me before, he loves his sleep.
He loves his sleep.
He's known in Genesis.
So it takes him a little while to warm up sometimes.
Right in the morning. I get that.
That's not a bad thing. Like, no, I just think just that's
avoid,
just his little...
Avoid him.
I just know. Like, even this morning was manic. There was lots going on. He went out the door before us and the kids were late because they were tired. So I just know, just let him go and he'll be fine. But he's a lot better than he used to be. This morning, for example, morning,
better.
Bye guys, and all the kids are all there. So
do you think having kids has like trained him to be better in the morning?
Absolutely.
Because now it's not just you that he's got to smile at, but he's got to show up for the others.
Or
as
his
well.
Daughter will go, "What's wrong with you?"
Yeah. Yeah. Grumpy daddy. Wow. Okay, let's talk about the kids.
Yeah.
Obviously, you've got Ace, who's super duper, 11 years old, and Kiara, who's 8, 7.
Nearly eight.
Why have I got
because
eight?
She looks like she's 10.
I think that's the thing.
She generally she's does.
She's really tall. I think as well, like, I think I might just position my kids with your, like, yeah, age-wise quite often. Just,
they're not too far away.
Like, I'm just terrible
Kiara
at remembering
like
other
she's a lot older than she
does,
is.
She does, yeah.
And she behaves a lot older than she is. Not in a bad way, yeah, but she genuinely
yeah
does. Like,
well, she's,
intellectually.
Yeah,
like,
she's very confident.
Yeah,
yeah,
quite
I'm
astute.
Sure. Yeah.
And she's on it. And she, yeah, she's the life of, you know, sort of like almost, yeah, not in a bad way, the center of attention. Do you yeah know what I mean? Like, she commands a room when she walks into
yeah
it. And so you automatically think that, you don't think see her as a seven-year-old. Yeah. You definitely think she's at least. In fact, we went to.
I honestly thought she was nine.
Yeah, we went to one of Ace's new school events because he's in primary school at the moment, about to go to secondary school. We went to one of his sort of whole school events where yeah you meet the team and what you meet the senior team and stuff like that. And Kiara was up there talking to the head of science, saying, yeah, "You know, what events have you got going yeah on? What experiments are you doing in science at the moment?" Mm. And he's just like going, "Okay, are you coming here next year?" And she's like, "No, no,
I've got 3 years till I get
three
there."
Yeah, yeah.
Am I
hearing a proud daddy's girl situation?
Oh, she loves her daddy.
Yeah.
She really does.
Are we talking wrapped around the finger?
He's so different with her. It's a different thing. And I think as well, obviously I had a sister and you had a brother. I think it's a whole nother dynamic.
My husband is one of four boys. And I'm one of four, but I grew up with boys. Yeah. And he's obviously got three girls.
Of course.
And they are his center. They are the center of his universe. But he does not understand a few tears, you know, teenage tears and things
yeah
like, because he wants to fix it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the other thing. He's like, because he hates them seeing it pains.
Like seeing them upset.
Yeah,
yeah.
And sometimes, as we know, us women might just shed a little angry tear.
Oh, she will yeah say yeah now, yeah, I just don't know why I'm feeling like this. And I went, well, just
yeah
let it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's just have a good cry yeah and then yeah she'll or feel better for it. And she does then go, oh, I feel good now. And
yeah,
and
because sometimes
she
just have to get
it
out. And you don't need like 20 questions
no
about why you're crying. No.
Yeah,
that's
I don't feel, I'm not a fixer. Not
no
when it comes to her being upset.
No, you just cuddle her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she does love her daddy. Like, she really misses him when he's not around.
And then Ace, is he a mini Jay or a mini you?
No, he's basically a male version of me.
Literally.
Oh, brilliant.
We actually have, like, she's the female version of him and he's the male version of me. With, like, little
it
bits of each other in. It's really yeah strange.
Explain. I want to hear more.
He just, I don't know, I just get him, like, straight away. I just know exactly what he needs or the way he functions.
Or his mood. Or,
yes.
Yeah.
You're
just
similar characters,
I look
you
at him and I just know.
But then does that mean that sometimes you clash? Because sometimes when...
No, they don't clash.
Too
no
similar.
No. I could tell him off and he literally will just fall straight
in. I could literally say the exact same thing to Ace that I would say to him and he would freak out and kick off if I said it.
Yeah.
And would be like, oh, okay, mum.
He'll take
if
it from me.
Absolutely.
But you are the mummager.
But he, as he said yesterday when we came home, you are the centre of my world. Mm. And I'm
that's
like,
what I mean.
I understand, AC, but you know, you really need to, you know, he went, no, mum, it just falls apart. Where are you? He was had his iMessage on his iPad. He went, how much longer? I went, it's not even been 24 hours. He went, mum, please. I went, you've been on a residential for a whole week. You didn't think about us. I've been for less than 24 hours and you're having a meltdown. He went, just need you back, mum. Just need you around. That's
yeah
what he's like.
Yeah.
That's what he's like.
Yeah, he's dependable.
Yeah.
And obviously, you've told me so much about all the amazing things they've done, like whether it be through football or TV or modelling. Like, these guys are busy kids. And they're exposed to amazing privileges as well, I imagine, in your family. How do you keep them grounded?
I just think we talk a lot and we explain to them that, you know, not everybody gets to go and have to, especially when you're going to like a premiere or
yeah
something exciting like that.
Yeah.
But we also...
Because that isn't, right, kids, we're off to the cinema, is
no
it? No. It's a full-on razzle-dazzle time.
But I just think we're quite grounded as people. Like I don't know. We just make sure that they're always...
You know, like when we fly as a family, we've never been business, ever.
Right.
We'll never go business.
No.
If the kids get older or if we do a special, you know, we turn 50 or whatever,
yeah,
we might
then
potentially.
It's a big...
But we've made that a very conscious
yeah
decision. Like, we,
yeah,
you mean, yes, okay, you can go to nice places and,
yeah,
of course, you go to premieres and go to things like
yeah
that. But we're very explicit that that is not normal life.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, being in the football world, that's a completely different
yeah
world.
Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
That, you know, we've been at grassroots and,
yeah,
you know, there's lots of different experiences of life and we've always made sure that they're exposed to all of them.
Yeah.
So then they don't, they understand everything. So then that, I think that gives, like, grounds them.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they don't get allowances. They don't get, you know, a lot of the things, I suppose, that, you know, perhaps people that you might see in the public eye might do. And, yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
And perhaps maybe they're a bit too young, really, for that at this stage. But, yeah, I mean, we let them know certainly our reality. You know, I didn't come from a background that, you know, we had everything and you know, had a silver spoon.
Yeah.
You know, and same with Chloe. Both her parents, you know, all our parents have been, you know, working hard, you know, to be
to
able to afford,
to afford the luxuries. The
and they came from that generation where you had to work towards something.
Yeah.
So even though, yes, I did go to a private secondary school, I didn't go to a private primary school. Mm-hmm. And that was a battle for my mum to do. And for her, it came from her upbringing, thinking or believing that that was the best thing for her child and for her children.
Yeah, with a focus on education.
Yeah, yeah. And education's a massive thing from her upbringing. So that was what she felt was the right thing at that time. So yeah, it's for us, it's always kind of been rooted in that. Well, both of us come from that background. And then
but
similarly being able to...
Though.
Yeah,
we
like we work
hustlers.
Hard.
We are.
The
we're
kids
like,
see
so
that.
Hard. We don't stop. But we're grafters and we've always been like that. Like in good or bad, like we're always like together grafting, and I think the children see that, so then they have learnt this work ethic.
They so pack their own bags for school, they make sure they get their own stuff ready. And you're touching on sort of fixing things. We don't fix it. If Ace forgets to bring whatever,
then on his head, so be it.
He has to face it.
You know, and he, especially at football's really good with that, because the coaches expect, they say the one thing you are responsible for is your football and your kit. You want to be here, you like playing, you have the responsibility. Yeah. And yes, of course, they go to school and they do a million one other things. And yes, it might be on us that, oh, we'll bring the bag and whatever else. They don't care. If we turn around and say, oh, I forgot blah, blah's kit, they're not interested in what we've got to say. They literally go down to Ace and the others' level and say, you've forgotten your boots, you're not playing. You've left your shirt.
So he has the consequences of those things. So he knows what it feels like.
They're real conversations in my house right now.
Yeah.
On a more basic level with like a water bottle or something.
Oh, no.
I'm so fed up with buying water bottles at the moment. And it's like, mum was on a water bottle. Where's your water bottle? It's your water bottle.
It's your responsibility.
Why are you asking me?
So true.
Like your bedroom, make sure your bed's changed.
And it's interesting, just before we move on, because for me, I think with Ace, obviously he's older, so you can have that really harsh conversation and saying like, you know what you need to do and you're not doing it. But you kind of, or I certainly do, I don't know about Chloe, but sometimes you sweep Kiara into that.
Yeah.
Because obviously she's been around it and she can see it and whatever, you forget sometimes she is seven.
Yeah.
And actually, as much as it is just her responsibility, when Ace was seven,
he
probably wasn't doing any of that
stuff.
So it is, for me anyway, it is difficult.
But then that's always good about for a younger sibling because they can watch and learn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's more organised than him.
Yeah.
She's definitely less. But maybe that's because she's a woman.
Woman. And going back to the two of you, we mentioned before that you've been together for ever and ever and ever and a day. What's your secret then? Because now the kids have been thrown into the mix and you're, like you say, you are busy, you're hustlers, you're just flying through your weeks. How do you keep it together for the two of you?
We don't know.
How long have you had?
We don't know. I mean, people ask us this all the time, but we are
because it is hard.
It is hard. It's really hard. Any relationship's hard. Relationship with anyone.
Yeah.
But we, you know, we have good days and bad days.
Yeah, of course.
But we just discuss those.
Yeah.
Like if it's like you're really getting on my nerves.
Yeah.
Or
why, so it's out in the open.
Yeah. Just let's just talk about it.
Yeah.
And that's something we've had to learn over the years because we've had to work our way of doing that. Like, what's wrong with you? Like, do you need 5 minutes or what's going on? But I think because we're quite separated a lot and then we come back together.
Right.
I think that's just changes. We don't really get on each other's nerves as such. If anything, we want to be together more.
Yes, which I was going to say. But that's like, not that you've got a long distance relationship, but you know, when you're, you know, pushed apart, then when you come back together again.
Yeah, and I guess maybe that keeps
it exciting. Yeah.
Yeah. But then when we are in we've been in a show together where we've been in intense places where we're just together all the time, we're cool. I just think we have a really good grounding and understanding of each other.
Yeah.
And a great base of friendship. We know kind of, okay, he's having a bad day, just give him a minute. And then do you want to talk about it or what do you want to do? And then I think it's just vice versa. That's for me, but
yeah.
I don't know, but I'm stuck with them now, so I just let's just keep it going. Like, if you're going to be like that, let's just roll.
What sort of things, JB, do you do to keep Chloe sweet? Are there things like little rituals in the day whether it's making her coffee first thing in the morning. Oh, no, because you're too grumpy. You wouldn't
No.
He does do breakfast. If he's at home, he will cook breakfast.
But, you know, sometimes it's the little things, isn't it? It's not like the candlelit romantic dinner date or
always it's the
weekend away.
For me, it's always the little things.
Especially when you've got kids and it's, time just gets
chewed
the
grand
up.
Things don't happen. They don't. You don't have to, or certainly not in our
Even
life.
If you plan them, they never happen.
Honestly, you could literally plan the most lavish thing and something happens, I get called and I've got to go and do a job.
Yeah.
But that's happened before.
Yeah, I can imagine.
We've been on a family holiday and I've had to fly back for work.
Yeah.
Like it's, and we're away for a week.
Yeah.
So it's not even like you've got 3 weeks and you can spare a bit of time. So those sorts of things happen all the time. And Chloe and I always had sort of like this motto that, you know, until it's signed on the dotted line, and even when it's signed on the dotted line, it can change. You know, and so obviously, yes, I do plan big things and we do organise big things to do together and we try and carve out that time, but that's never guaranteed. And so for me personally, it's always the little things.
Yeah.
And
he writes love notes.
Oh, that's so nice.
And we've always kind of done that. That's always been something that we've always done.
Do you hide them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when he tours, I don't do it anymore. And he's probably like, shit, I don't do it no more.
That's it. I was just thinking, she's probably thinking, he needs to do that some more because
actually, he used to do that.
I used to do that. I mean, I used to have time to do that. But I used to like put them in his suitcase or like leave him like a load of notes or, you know, if he was away for a period of time. Or
on the last tour though, you did send she sent like a bottle of something to my room and I had a little note with it. And I wasn't expecting it at all because, you know, I'd say we're buying whatever and it's fine. And I think we're in that stage of life where probably the little things wouldn't matter.
Yeah.
If it didn't happen, it's not, you know what I mean?
But they,
as I say, for me, the little things are like so special because it's just that continual reminder. And I think they're so, for me anyway, they're much easier to continue to do.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, I think the reality is family life is manic and hard for everyone, especially if you're both working and you're juggling jobs and kids. And it's quite, your focus then becomes on the kids.
Absolutely.
Like you go out and do your job every day and then
they
the kids.
Take over.
But you have to look up at each other as well, right?
Yeah.
And I know, like, you know, when we have our mum moan wines sometimes, you know, friends will say, oh God, you know, my husband's like managing another child rather than another adult in the family. So that's when it all goes a bit out of kilter. But it sounds like you two guys.
If we do have time where it's about reconnecting, and I've learned this from when we both go away, like you disconnect and you have to take time to reconnect. And my friend said it to me, she's like, when we've been separated for a certain amount of time, even if it's just a dinner, even if it's just sit down or, you know, just chill and talk, you have to reconnect.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you stay disconnected because you've been separated for so, like with work and stuff, that then doesn't come back together. And it does feel a bit like that. Like
and then you just
in.
Get sucked into family life and all the chaos of everything as well, don't you?
Yeah.
So I think that's a conscious thing we try to do.
Yeah, and I think Chloe's right. I mean, I probably would be quicker to reconnect than Chloe would be. But I think also a lot of that is partly because I tend to go away.
Right.
So then I am away working, doing whatever,
yeah.
and I'm coming back. Looking forward to coming back and whatever else and seeing everybody and so on.
Where I'm
whereas
like, I've got to readjust now. Because
we've
been running as a three.
She's had to manage
and now
like
it's
that.
A bit disruptive.
Yeah, yeah,
coming
exactly.
back.
And it's like we then have to relearn to be a four again. It's, even the kids say it sometimes. Oh, and they, you know, it's... they get a bit emotional and then they're like, oh, okay, we're settled back in. And then...
Yeah, and so do I, to be fair, because I'm coming back into a basically disrupt the whole.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going back into a unit that's working independently, which obviously I'm part of.
Yeah.
But then it's trying to like break it again to then become part of it again.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've always said it, you know, you go when they were younger, you go away for one day, you come back literally overnight and they're saying different stuff and they're like completely changed.
So you're missing more.
And so the change is less drastic now that they're slightly older.
Yeah.
But if I go away for a week and then come back again, they completely change.
Right. Daddy, we don't do that anymore.
Yeah,
he's like,
really?
What?
We're not going to. I'm like, huh? Hold on a second.
Mummy knows.
Sorry about mummy. Okay, well, I've got some quick questions just from some of the NetMums community. Quick ones. Who is stricter?
Oh, maybe me. I think maybe me. What are you most strict about? For different things.
Everything.
Yeah.
You like boundaries.
I'm like time, bed, let's go. Okay. But he's a great backup.
Right.
Like, oh, that's good. Daddy's coming.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Who says yes more?
You.
No, I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. There's been many moments where I've thought,
she'll say no.
No, I'm going to say no. Oh. And you'll be like, oh, yeah, it's fine. Oh, and I think to myself, okay. And to be honest, I tend not, so I'm not the dad that comes in and goes, yeah, everything,
yeah,
let's go.
Fun dad.
Because I know that I've been away, especially, and I don't know. I always double check. So I go,
We're quite good. We're on the same team in those things. We have to check each other.
Yeah. Who is more competitive?
Oh.
We're both very competitive. I don't know if you're going to be able to.
Definitely me. I'm going to win.
Are
you one of those couples like at the class camping trip when you go, who wants a game of friendly rounders?
There's no friends. And then,
oh no, we're winning.
There's no friends.
Smashing it around the park.
Yes, that's us.
We need to be on the same side because otherwise there probably will be issues.
Who's the cook in the house?
He is.
Excellent. Favourite dish?
I mean, anything that feed the kids. Fajitas always good. Spaghetti bolognese or some sort of bolognese.
Lasagna. Yeah.
Lasagna, breakfast.
He'll make anything. He's the cook.
Sounds all delicious now. Making me really hungry. Who's more likely to embarrass the children?
Same.
Why?
Because you know everything.
Maybe. Yeah, I would be like, oh, do you fancy da-da-da-da?
Oh,
maybe.
Right.
I would probably do that. Like, he wouldn't do that.
The goss. Yeah.
I've got the inside scoop because I've heard it, yeah.
And so far, who's the favourite parent this week?
Ooh.
Probably Chloe.
Me, maybe, yeah.
We've been away.
Okay.
Also, things like the toilet. So Kiara is she's really good at drinking water, but it does close head in. She'll literally go, oh, I need the toilet, and Chloe's just come back from the toilet.
Oh, that does my head in.
I would never just sort of ignore the question.
No, he'd be like, come on, let's go. Unless the toilets are awful.
If it's public toilets, I'm like, no, Chloe needs to.
When your kids can go to the toilet by themselves, as in, like, I know she can go to the toilet by themselves, but like, if you're in a cafe or a theme park or something, it is so liberating.
because you can stay put and finish
your coffee or whatever. And it's like, girls, the toilets are just over there.
Knock yourself out. Yesterday, we must have gone about five times. Yeah. But I mean, she's drinking lots of water because it's so warm.
Right, quick Mr. and Mrs. challenge going on. What is JB's most annoying habit?
Oh, when he has a go at me about loading the dishwasher.
Oh, the control freak. My brother's like that.
Yeah, it really annoys me. And I just went, well, you do it then.
Yeah, I'm probably like that.
And I've done it and it's not good enough.
Because all the knives aren't lined up, he wants it in a particular way.
Yeah.
You can't wash unless it's in the
I'm trying to hide everything. Spot. He's trying to make it neat.
What is Chloe's most used parenting phrase?
Probably I'm tired.
Yeah,
she says that a lot.
Always tired.
Last night you were like, I'm done. Guys, I'm done.
If you want to say goodnight to me, I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
Who said I love you first?
Me.
Yeah, okay.
Do you remember the moment you did it?
I don't know if I remember the moment I did it, but it was definitely me first.
Yeah.
I don't know where.
But it was definitely on you.
Probably... at my mum's house, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
How old were you? I was 22.
You were 22, sweet. I was 20.
Yeah.
Young love.
We were young, baby.
What would your children say is the funniest thing about your family?
Funniest?
Yeah.
Probably we do silly darts in the kitchen. I know I've just answered your question. But they really love that. When we do, like, just keep we're silly.
When the music's on and we're doing silly dancing.
Yeah. Kiki is laughing.
Do they know your dance routines, like your JLS moves and stuff?
Yeah.
Do they copy them?
Yeah. For a show, they know all the routines.
Tell them what happens when you sing songs.
Oh, I mean, Kiara, she's at that prime age where I think she's just discovering music and, you know, obviously she's been to a few JLS gigs now, but she, whenever we sing Love You More, and I don't know when this sort of took hold of her, but she's said on more than one occasion to lots of different people, including us, that whenever I'm singing Love You More, she doesn't understand why all these other girls
think that
I'm singing to them.
He went, the whole song is about me. And I was like, darling, I'm sure daddy
she really is a daddy's girl.
But the other day, the other day,
cements the daddy girl theory.
She took it even further. The other day, she went to me, said, "Dad, why did you not look at me the whole time?"
Yeah,
and I was like, "I was looking at you the whole time."
Wow. No, you didn't. You have got your work cut out as the years come on now.
She said, "No, you didn't." I was like, "What do you mean?" And she's like, "You didn't sing to me the whole time." I was like,
"I went down. Right, I think daddy wrote it about me." Like, and she went, "It's definitely not about you."
When are you going to break it to her?
I have. Oh, I've told her.
She not listened.
She's just like, "You need to sing it to me." I was like, "Okay, fine."
She said to me, "It's not about you, Mum. It's about me." I went, "Okay, girl."
Even though it was written before, she's even
That's
thought
what
of.
I said. I tried to explain it. She's not having it.
Chloe, what makes the other partner, as in Jay, a great parent?
I just love watching him be a dad. Just, especially when there's difficult questions in the car. I'm like, well, that's for you. He's, you know, he's good at answering those questions. He's always there when he can be. Won't want to miss sports day. I'm just, you know, doing life with him and doing parent, having like your mate doing it, going, "Oh, I can't cope with this. How do we deal with this one?" And just talking about things. Okay. So that's what I'd say.
Okay. Imagine we're now entering a children's courtroom.
Yes.
And you guys are on trial. What charges are your kids, do your kids have against you?
Well, we've already established Grumpy.
Definitely, he's getting that.
Ace would probably say I don't play with him enough.
I agree.
Which does break my heart because I do play with him, but obviously I don't have a great deal of time to play. And as you know, life is incredibly busy. So it's definitely something I try to do more, like carve out more time. But for instance, when we go on holiday, which we genuinely don't get to holiday enough. I mean, people might think, you know, you do all this stuff, you do all this work and whatever, you must have amazing holidays. Like, we don't get the time to do it. So if we're lucky, we'll get a week in the summer. We get no half turns because of his football and other bits and pieces that he does and Kiara does as well. And then we get one holiday, literally one holiday when we're not working. I can actually
turn
go away, turn
up.
We can both turn our phones off, not be
and
worried
you do
about
do
work.
That. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Have
They're
to.
Off.
Yeah.
So that one time is at the end of the year for New Year. So on those occasions,
we'll get up early. Yeah.
I'll go and play tennis with him every morning.
He loves
we'll
it.
We'll go to
You're
get,
like,
you know,
You are fun dad then.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And then we'll play bat and ball on the beat or whatever we're doing. Yeah. And I love those moments. But I think he would definitely say that, you know, he wants me to play with him more. Anything else?
What about you, Chloe?
Grumpy. No, you're just grumpy.
There's a theme running through this podcast.
That's all right.
No, that's what
I don't mind.
What about me? They might say, "Mummy's a bit strict sometimes."
Mm-hmm.
But they do.
Do you do anything that irritates them in the house?
Yeah, I ask them to clear up. I ask clear them to up. Tidy up. I can't stand it when you come in and every kit bag and every bag under the sun is there.
Well.
And then they're, "Oh, Mum, I don't understand." Like, well, can you see it? So I think the clearing up and making stuff go to their bedrooms
what
and tidying up.
Things like my kids hate me singing in the street.
Really? No, my problem.
Do they?
My would probably giggle.
Hate it.
Do they?
They are so cross with me when
That's
I do
so
it.
That's so funny.
And I still do it.
Yeah, you do
but
it.
But they really turn against me.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm the world's best singer.
No, but I
I'm
mean,
not bad.
Do they not sing out loud then?
Yeah, but they don't mind me doing it in the house.
Oh, fine.
As long as their friends aren't around.
Yeah.
Especially if it's like one of their songs as well.
Yeah,
like. It definitely changes as they get older. Like, oh, don't do that because my friends. So, and I would do that.
Yeah.
I would do it to annoy them.
What about like, because obviously you guys you're a content creator. You live a lot of your life on socials. Do they mind you taking pictures of them and putting them in content? Do they love it?
Do you know what's funny? Obviously, most of my life, especially throughout as a family, I have to stop and take a photo at least 5 times in that evening or whatever. And it's funny because Ace has started to have to do that as well.
Yeah.
And of course, we've been on shows together as a family. So people genuinely are like, "Oh, I love your show. I love your stuff. Can we have a photo?"
Mm-hmm.
So they're actually starting to almost have to embrace that themselves in a weird way. We don't often let them do it, if that makes sense. But it's something that I think, if you'd asked maybe 3 years ago.
Yep.
They would have been a bit more sort of like put out by it. But now I think they're a lot more used to it.
Yeah,
and we try and do it in a controlled environment. Like if I'm by myself with the kids, I'll decline photos, which is not something I ever really make a practice of doing. But in terms of safety, it's just
You don't know.
And people usually kind of get that.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's just part of, Like, we've always taken the view that it's part of our life.
Yeah.
And obviously they're part of our life. And we don't want to hide that, you know, to hide that from them. Because I think it's very important to be able to understand when it's okay, understand when it's not okay, understand when it's appropriate and not. You know, and to get, as I say, like a real sort of grounding with it. And I don't know, we've just been open about it.
But I think we'll go, we're filming something today. So I prep them. This is what's happening today. We're doing a bit of content. So they know it's coming. So it's not just there's a camera in their face at all. That doesn't happen. And I don't film everything all the time. So it's always quite... Is it in an environment where it's restricted?
Okay. So before we finish, and I really don't want to finish, because I just want to keep talking about who leaves the toothpaste in the sink and who doesn't change the loo roll in the bathroom. But when your children are grown up and they're talking about their childhood, what do you hope they say about life at home?
That's a nice question.
Yeah.
Well, we hope they say that it was very varied and they did lots of things where it wasn't just... even though I am strict, we do lots of different things and we are fun. We do lots of fun things. And they have lots of different experiences. And that they feel loved and safe.
Mm.
That's probably my main thing.
Mm, it's their home.
Their home.
You built them
and they
home.
I do feel like they feel, they say that they do.
Mm.
And us, it doesn't matter where we are, the four of us, that they feel safe and they feel loved by us. That's what I think.
Mm. And I want them to say that they feel like they've been well prepared for adulthood.
Yeah. Because
I think there's definitely lots of families, certainly lots of adults who definitely didn't feel that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's not an easy thing as a parent to be able to master, to be honest.
No, because you don't want to be parenting them for the whole of their adult life as well, do you?
But also, if that sort of that there's a void there when they become adults, it gets filled by something, or someone else.
Yeah.
And I'd love for them to say, no, we felt really prepared to go on and do what we wanted to do.
Very wise words from the Net Mum's Dad host. Thank you. Thank you, Chloe, for joining us today.
Thank you for
having
me.
And also for revealing this grumpy person over here. He's never grumpy. Like, I don't see that side of him.
Yeah, because I think you talked to him after one, right?
After one and quite a lot of jazz hands. So it's all good. But thank you so much. That was great. And it was a great finale for me to end on, because I got to switch the tables a little bit and put
Series
you in the
20,
hot seat.
You're going to be in the hot seat. Trust me.
Thanks so much, and thanks for listening to the Net Mums podcast. Come and find us, listen to us, review, share, do all those things. See you next time.